He had to improvise a kind of huge celebrity life that just landed upon him. There weren't press agents in those days. There wasn't adequate police protection. He really had to make it up as he went along, what it was to be a celebrity, how to protect his privacy, how to protect his humanity. He did a reasonably good job at being famous.
As you describe it, he became famous making movies for Max Sennett.
First from accident, then his ascension was incredibly rapid. I mean, you know, he's making, I don't know, 125 a week that first year at Senate. You know, 3 years later, he was signing a $1 million contract. People just picked him out. I mean, he was a more subtle comedian. You know, he was a slight man, and Senate's comics tended to be large. Yeah. Clumsy guys, and so people kind of picked out the subtlety in Chaplin, and then of course he had, you know, a little one-reel film like 1 a.m. It's just about a man who's had too much to drink trying to get up the stairs and into his bedroom. Well, it's just hilarious, and by 1919 he had his own studio, he was beginning to make features, and people seriously said that he was, with the conceivable exception of Adolf Hitler, the most famous man in the world.
Perhaps not calling it this, but you, at least to my mind, wrote the best pithy description of his genius when we toss around that word, saying that he was a man who could invest motion with emotion.
As a pure comedian with a capacity to touch on pathos, I don't think he has any real peer in the entire history of movies. There was a very interesting balance between high hilarity and deep pathos. I was just reading a nice piece by Gary Giddens about him, and Gary makes the point that no comedian of his era, or maybe any era, could balance those two really antithetical moods better than Chaplin. And Gary says in the piece, a lot of comedians have foundered on the pathos part of it, you know, whether it's Jerry Lewis or whoever who's trying to invest our deeper emotions in his work. And they kind of fall down, and it goes over into the realm of sentimentality. And I think Chaplin did not often fall into the purely sentimental in his more serious passages in films like City Lights or Modern Times.
You suggest, too, that what on screen seems like it has to be improvisation was anything but that. It was carefully rehearsed, if not.
Well, he was an interesting cat in that way, in that he could never write out his gags because they were so physical and so made for the movie. So he had to make them on his feet, as it were. You know, he'd just get himself and whatever other actors he required out there, and they would just start improvising. And he was capable of doing, you know, 40, 50, even 80 takes of a sequence. You know, he really couldn't imagine his gags. He had to see them in a physical context.
I want to ask you about the character, the Little Tramp. You know whose essay, I must say, I found, firstly, the curiosity value was amazing, but I found particularly interesting to read on the subject of the tramp, and forgive me for trotting this phrase into it, social mobility, was Winston Churchill. Churchill suggests that the tramp was always roving, looking for something else, that there was a restlessness to the tramp. It wasn't just being down on your luck.
The tramp is often employed. You know, he's a street sweeper. He's, you know, he's doing odd jobs. He's even a policeman in one or two films, you know. So he was not the pathetic creature, you know, begging for handouts. He was always an up-and-doing little guy, you know. I mean, he was trying to make a living. He was trying, as Churchill suggests, probably to rise in class. But he always had the option open to him of the open road. You know, the love affair goes bad, he loses the job, whatever happens. And, you know, he can kind of waddle off down that road, twirling his cane and looking for his next adventure. So, you know, he's a busy little guy.
I want to get you to talk about The Great Dictator.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, of course, it's one of the few films that we can present a clip of. Chaplin had, boy, is this a phrase, strong feelings about Adolf Hitler.
Ein sich Spritzen sagt der Flirten. Ein sich Spritzen sagt. Ein sich Spritzen sagt.